It's November the 14th, 1960, and six-year-old Ruby Bridges is getting ready for her first day at a new school.
What I remember about that day is everybody seeming to be really excited. Neighbors came over to the house that morning, helped to dress me for school. There was a knock at the door, and when my parents opened the door, I remember seeing these very tall white men standing at the door in suits. And they had yellow bands on their arms. And I remember them saying, "We're U.S. Marshals, and we've been sent by the President of the United States," and that they were there to escort my mother and I to school that day.
The marshals had been sent because until then only white children had been allowed to go to William France Elementary School, but Ruby was black. Although it had been 6 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled segregation illegal, fierce opposition by the governments of the southern states had kept it in place.
So I remember us getting into the car with them. Two of them sat in the front seat, two in the back. It seemed like it was such an important day. I wasn't afraid. I remember driving up in front of this new school, and, you know, it was a beautiful building. There were so many people standing out in front of the school. Police officers, they were on horseback riding around, and they were on motorcycles, and I remember seeing photographers standing out in front of the school. It just seemed like it was such a big event. But in my mind, living in New Orleans and being accustomed to Mardi Gras, I thought it was Mardi Gras that day. It just looked exactly the same.
So it didn't occur to you that this was because of you?
No, not at all. I didn't have a clue that it was all because of me. I didn't know. I remember the door opening and the federal marshals grabbing me and rushing me inside of the building. And we went directly to the principal's office. As I sat there, all of those people that were standing outside, they seemed to rush into the building. And as they would rush in, they would look at me through the windows and they would scream and shout. And they went into every classroom and they pulled their kids out. So they were actually taking their kids home and never sending them back again.